prayer. Now, one thing that we have, of course, seen and see is how religions that may start off as transcendentalism, spiritual movements or teachings, have this tendency to turn mundane. And we see the same mundane forces influencing the Krishna consciousness movement, of course. It's just as for everyone, everything else, because it's just us. We are still pretty much influenced by many mundane things. We're all beginners, really. So that's nothing strange. And I know sometimes there are these voices raised demanding reformation and better shape up now, this movement. The problem is you're not following the principles and the rules, and I mean, there are all these different ideas about what it is that is wrong and what should be done and how it should be right. And when I say mundane, I mean things like devotees being more concerned and preoccupied with their own lives and comfort and careers and positions and titles and food and all of that, and the teachings, the knowledge, the ideas, the concept that is kind of there upholding the whole thing, is they become more about being part of a certain social club that looks right and has the right name and comes in the right tradition and so on. And when you are, then you are good. Or even to be austere and this and that and follow this and that can also be in a way mundane, because it can become a thing you do on the surface, so to speak, outwards. But we know that we just need to look at Prabhupada's books and read them carefully, and we see that this is about transcendental knowledge and so on and so forth.